Welcome to Brunch with the Buds, where best friends dish on what's good. Brought to you by KentuckyTasteBuds.com. That's KYTasteBuds.com. Now, here are the Kentucky Taste Buds, Tamara and Lee.
Hey guys, welcome to Brunch with the Buds, where two best friends talk about everything good in Kentucky, from food, fashion, events, and people. We are the Kentucky Taste Buds. My name is Lee Roach, and I am joined here with my BFF, Tamara Snyder. Good afternoon, Tam.
Hey, hey.
It's been a minute. We have not done a podcast or vlogcast, which we're going to talk about in a minute.
Yep.
In over a month.
I know it.
Because we've been busy doing other things like the holidays.
Yes, it was a very busy time for us, especially with our holiday hot list.
Yes.
And of course, you did all the graphics and all the awesome work on that.
Oh, so, thank you. Thank you.
So you deserved a little break.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So, but now we're ready. We're back at it.
We're ready.
A new year.
It is a new year. And we're going to talk about it being a new year. And we thought it would be fun to have, for our first show back of the year, one of our very favorite guests that we've ever had on the show.
Ever. Yeah.
Who is also known to be the oldest millennial in the world.
In the world.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about, of course, Will Nay.
Yay.
Welcome, Will. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you all for having me on the show.
Yay, we're so excited. Well, for people who don't know and who haven't listened to Will before, he's very funny. So be on it today.
Okay.
Don't disappoint.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
But he is also a custom wood furniture maker who makes furniture from sustainable wood from Kentucky.
Yes. That's
Did
correct.
I say that right?
That is absolutely correct.
And you're very popular. You're very famous. You make beautiful, very famous in the wood furniture business.
Which is, loaded with famous people.
Well, you're known for being the oldest millennial wood maker of Kentucky wood furniture.
Yeah, which is a huge status symbol, honestly, in certain circles.
Is that on your website?
It will be now.
It needs to be.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I am a graphic designer. I can hook you
that's
up.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, your company name is naywood.com is where you can go to visit.
No?
Nope.
What?
Nope.
Or not naywood. What is it? I wrote it down.
That sounds bad. It's
Nay-made. Yeah,
Nay-made.
I said that wrong.
Yeah.
Naywood.
That's my Snapchat.
And it's Nay N E Y.
Yes, yes.
See, I got so distracted thinking about wood. I'm sorry.
It's the microphones.
It is. You don't like talking this close to the microphone.
It's uncomfortable.
Well, get used to it. Okay, we need you.
We're already going to have a fun show today. So we're going to talk about things that are new in 2020, and Tamara's going to kick it off. So we better get started before we go downhill very fast.
I know. I will segue us right out of that.
Okay.
So we're talking about new year, new products, all things new. And recently we had the Consumer Electronics Show out in Las Vegas. Are you familiar with this?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
So we came across some different products that we saw that were debuted there, and we want to talk about some of them, okay? And it's really a big event. There's over 200,000 people that attend this thing every year, and this is where companies...
Geeks.
Well, anybody, interested in consumer electronics, consumer products.
Geeks.
It's everybody.
Of all sorts. New cars, all this stuff.
Ooh, really?
Yes. They debut all this cool stuff, gadgetry, there at Las Vegas every year at the Consumer Electronics Show.
Is gadgetry a word?
It is now.
That's nice. I like it.
Yeah, gadgetry.
My flip phone takes pictures.
We got to educate you on what's
new. So how about this first item? This, of course, robots are always a big thing that they talk about and show at the Consumer Electronics Show. But this year they debuted the Mars Robotic Cat. Okay. So this is a cat that can walk, stretch, play with toys, avoid obstacle, and it can even bite its nails, which begs the question, why? Why does it need to bite its nails?
Yeah.
But it will also react differently depending on where it's being petted. And it recognizes human faces and knows 20 commands. So what do you think about replacing Baxter with Mars, the robot cat? Lee?
Baxter is my cat.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, here's the thing. The best thing about Baxter is how lovable and fluffy he is. He's like a little stuffed animal.
Yeah.
However, if this robot cat can change its own litter box.
Oh.
Now, you're going along with this. They shouldn't have a litter box.
What?
They shouldn't have anything coming out of its body.
Oh, but
fell for that.
I did fall for that.
I fell for that.
But
I thought maybe if it could change Baxter's
there you go.
Litter box.
Then I would save. I could have two cats.
Yeah, you could have a fluffy one that you love and then have the robot one to change the litter and do other things.
Have you ever seen those electronic cat boxes that are supposed to clean themselves?
I've seen them on TV.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried those? Do
they
work? No,
they're like $150 and I've just never believed in them enough to try it.
They work. I
do you have a cat?
No.
Okay.
How do you know they work?
Let's just skip that.
She won't say why. You haven't used it yourself, have you?
Well, I'm just saying it works.
I guess if you go hunting or something and need a place to go to the bathroom.
Well, it's a good thing.
You don't want to pay your water bill for a while.
Would you ever consider having a robotic cat? If you're not someone that has an animal already, would you consider this to have in your home?
No.
Why?
Because it's a robot cat.
It's like, impersonal.
Maybe, like, so do like... like, so, like, unmarried 50-year-old women have, like, 8 robotic cats around their house.
Maybe.
Like, I don't know. Like, why would you want a robotic cat?
Yeah. Well, for people like me that have allergies, I could see the benefit. If you really love cats.
Is it warm? Is it, like, does it?
No.
Does it have personality?
They look very plasticky.
So, I mean, is it, like, what is it doing for you?
Yeah.
Where's the love,
I think,
man?
It's, I don't know that it's something that you would love, like you would love a real cat.
I just figured it out.
What?
This is for the people who have blow up dolls.
Oh my.
Oh.
We just took a turn.
Yeah.
There are people who like to imagine.
Yes.
Maybe you live in an apartment and you can't have a cat.
Right.
You might like a robot.
Sure.
Cat.
Yeah. I can think of a lot of uses.
Yeah.
Not just for people.
You know, you have your blow-up doll, your girlfriend, your robot cat.
Your fake cat, your fake girlfriend.
You can have fake children.
I think that they're going to debut that next year at the Consumer
robot
Electronics
children?
Show. Yeah.
This is so weird.
That'd be good.
Okay, we better move right along. We could spend all day on this.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the next one is the self-tie trash bag. So you're talking about taking out the litter box and changing the litter box. So these self-tie trash bags, they seal themselves and then they open the lid of the trash can with the push of a button. And then it also has an overfill compartment. So, you know, when your trash is overflowing, it will put that into another little compartment. The only thing it doesn't do is it doesn't take itself outside.
Yes.
So I'm like,
but maybe the robot cat can take it outside.
Maybe
that's one of the 20 skills.
Maybe. Okay. But I'm not a big fan of this.
So that's where our technology is going.
Yeah.
that's pretty, we're using all these great minds to make
self-tie trash bags.
But here's the thing.
Bags.
The men, now, of course, you're a single dad, so you have to do a lot yourself. But the men, most married men have very few household chores. We're taking away the one household chore they have, and that's the trash.
Well, they still have to take it out.
Well,
so that's something, but I just don't see the huge benefit of having a self-tie trash bag.
Plus, when the other compartment gets full, which it would, you know, because you would fill it up and then it put it in a separate compartment and then that would fill up. Then what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it just keep?
Yeah. I mean, I need a third, fourth, fifth. I don't know.
Does it ever end?
Yeah. I don't know. To me, it wasn't that big of a
if it was maker. Like $20, I would do it. But I guarantee you anything robotic is going
to
be expensive.
Did they have the new Tesla SUV? Because that thing is crazy looking.
I don't know.
Yeah, the
truck. Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah. Well, they had issues with that.
Oh, did they?
Well, yeah. He debuted it.
I don't know.
When they did the big rollout on it, and they said, oh, it's got shatterproof windows, and the guy threw a baseball at it, and the window broke.
Oh, I didn't see that.
It was a demonstration in front of, you know, how Apple launches their stuff.
Right,
and they
have,
oh my God. It's like the Titanic. They say it's unsinkable.
Exactly. Yeah. So they laughed about it. Elon Musk, you know, he don't care. He laughed about it. And then hopefully they fixed that.
Yeah.
But back to the drawing board. But it just goes to show you technology.
How'd you like to be the engineer?
Exactly. What if that was your job?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
oops.
Man. Elon Musk act like he didn't care. But that engineer.
Somebody got fired, I bet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody probably got the baseball to the head.
Yeah.
All right. Listen to this one. This one you'll like. Okay. You remember Lexington got e-scooters last fall, and there was a big hubbub about them. You know, they're dangerous. People are going to get killed. Somebody did get killed, but they are fun.
Get killed. The article said he was ran over by multiple cars.
Yikes.
Okay. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got killed more than once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Why would the first person not?
We shouldn't make fun of that.
No, we shouldn't.
No. Yeah, no. We're not making terrible. Fun of that. No, as a matter of fact, that is terrible.
We are not making fun.
Have you been on one of the scooters yet?
No.
Okay. Well, they're super fun. You should probably stay off
because
you have your record. Yeah, I tend to wreck.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're a former motorcycle rider.
I'm a laissez-faire driver. I assume everybody else pays attention to what I'm doing.
Oh, right. That's a younger generation thing. My daughter does that all the time. Yeah. Well, he was supposed to stop. I know he was supposed to, but you always have to have eyes
mine's
open.
Mine's more like I'm going to the other lane. I assume they'll slow down.
Oh, you assume they scoot over?
Yeah, sure.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what about this new product that they debuted? Segway. That made the Segway standing Segways that
those
were real
are cool.
popular.
Everyone looks cool on those.
Right. They have come out with this new thing, and it's supposed to be a little easier to operate because you don't have to stand on it. You sit in it. It's more like
standing
an egg.
Is the worst.
It's an egg, like a little carriage.
It's basically an egg-shaped pod that you sit in, and then you control it with a knob. And it can go up to 24 miles an hour. And what they're envisioning with this is that it would be in like airports and enclosed spaces. So I don't know about 24 miles an hour.
I would try to crack that egg every time I saw one.
Well, yeah.
I mean, how could you take someone serious riding an egg?
Oh, well, who cares if you take me seriously if I'm getting where I need to go? Here's the thing. Tamara, I call her Mario Andretti. She is a speedster. And for her to act like this is too fast at 24 miles an hour, you would probably soup yours up. You'd get like a souped up engine on it.
Yeah.
And you would be flying through. Because I've seen you in traffic. You are scary.
Am I?
Yes.
I'm not scary.
Now, people don't think I'm a good driver, but yes, you are.
We were a bad driver.
Yes. She's a good driver.
I'm
I mean, like she said, she's Mario Andretti. She's in complete control, but she's just
I have a skateboard
crazy.
That goes 25 miles an hour. I built an electric skateboard that goes 25 miles an hour.
You
really?
Don't need this.
Yeah.
You don't need this in your life.
It was right after I got done with all my concussion therapy.
And you thought,
this
could be a good idea.
Skateboard. I did. It got so fast. It's so scary.
Oh, my God.
It's
okay.
So scary.
All right. Well,
we trust you.
I don't know about that. We'll be looking for those in airports.
So
and
what
malls.
Do you think about this idea? This is something interesting. Have you heard about the DNA testing that they're doing at the grocery stores?
Why at the grocery store?
Okay, so here's the thing. You go in and they're going to swab your cheek. And then they're going to put it through some system. You're going to get a wristband. And it's going to tell you what food you should buy based on the makeup of your body. Your
just
DNA.
Cheeseburgers.
Yeah. So if you're high in cholesterol, no cheeseburgers.
Oh.
If you have salt problems or whatever, it's going to tell you what to buy. What do you think of that?
It's awful.
Why do you think it's awful?
Because I go in there and I buy. I'm not happy about what I'm doing. I'm not proud of the stuff I'm buying.
You're not proud of the junk food you're getting.
Yeah, like it's a shame based sort of scenario. But I do it and I don't know. I don't want them to tell me what to buy that's healthy because then I'll feel even more bad when I'm not buying that healthy stuff.
Yeah. I hope it doesn't go as far as not letting you check it out. That would be really bad.
If they did,
like what if this big put back the put back the Doritos or whatever.
I said Cheerios.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's too healthy.
Yeah, really healthy.
Right. Yeah.
That didn't work. What about you, Tam?
I can see the benefit, especially for people who are not nutritionally wise.
But they know they're not nutritionally wise.
Well,
no one goes, this bag of chocolate donuts is really good for me.
I think the obvious
calcium.
Stuff, but then I think if you have a propensity for high cholesterol, you may not be aware of certain vegetables or fruits that you can eat to help mitigate that.
Yeah.
Vegetables.
Those
expand
strange things in the one area. They're like different colors. You've seen them.
Okay.
But my point is, I think for those types of scenarios, it would be beneficial to someone to say, hey, pick up this bag of spinach. I think even if you took it a step further and would automatically, when someone purchases things, send them recipes automatically to their phone or whatever and say, based on what you've purchased, you could make these meals. I would love that.
Yeah. Well, I have to go a completely different direction in all this.
Really?
Yes. Because here's the thing. I'm kind of a conspiracy theorist sometimes. What are they really doing with that DNA?
Oh, you think it's a data grab?
Like they're grabbing information from you that's now super personal. Before you know it, you're being cloned. you know, you're...
That'd be awesome. I would love... I mean, it'd be awesome for everyone.
There needs to be one card. Will, nay, in this world. No, just one.
I mean, that would be the best.
But what do they do with
scenario?
That information? What if they accidentally get you mixed up with somebody else? There's a whole security breach. Like, I just don't even know where it could go.
The whole data thing, like where they're data mining and stuff, that's fine for me. If they want to know about, like, you know, what I buy on Amazon and they can recommend better things for me.
But then it's going to be on the dating app. You know, it's going to match you up based on your DNA preferences for food. I mean, we're going too far with this stuff.
Just let me go buy what I want to buy. Dating app. I don't know if necessarily.
I'm just telling you,
in.
Information can be used in all different ways.
That is very true.
Yes.
Yeah. It could be a slippery slope. It can be a slippery slope.
All right.
Well, then you certainly would not want to go and move to this new city that Toyota is planning on building. This is going to be in Japan. It's going to be called the Woven City, and you, as a former Toyota employee, would appreciate the ingenuity that's going into this, because it's going to be built on 175 acres. It's going to be an actual city, and they're going to have those self-driving vehicles, robotics, smart homes, personal mobility, and more.
Robotic cats.
Yes. And what they're going to do is have their business partners, students, scientists, and everyone that lives there, they'll all be centered on creating new technology. So it's kind of like a laboratory, but a livable working laboratory.
Where no one talks to each other.
Yeah, creepy.
You think so?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, technology, a lot of it's, you know, to make sure that we don't have to actually interact with each other, right?
Good point.
I mean,
it's going to be a land of the weirdos.
Yeah. Or just, you know, indoor people.
Yeah.
You think all indoor people?
Indoor people.
Yeah. The people that are living in the basements are all going to be in this community.
Well, a lot of X-Files posters.
Yeah. I could see that. I was really thinking when I first read about this that it would be all like glass and chrome and
that's what I'm
very futuristic. But they've hired a Danish architect to do all of the aesthetics and everything.
Really?
And really, it's a very welcoming, warm, kind of like IKEA, that kind of concept, which hopefully the things are easier to assemble.
You're like anti-IKEA world.
He's a woodworker.
Yeah, but no, it's the meatball cafeteria situation. There's nothing.
What's that?
IKEA.
In IKEA, they have a cafeteria where you can get meatballs, and it's just like a really sad scene.
Is it?
Yeah, you walk by and there's like...
Have you been to an IKEA?
I like meatballs. That sounds like a good idea.
Do you want to sit in a cafeteria at IKEA eating a meatball by yourself?
You might be in the city.
Because I've seen it happen, and it looks
sad.
It looks very sad.
Well, the meatballs must not be that good.
I don't know if it's about the meatballs.
Just a sad turn. Right. So you would not move there.
This has been a fabulous conversation. This is what we can expect in 2020. There's, I'm sure, a lot more stuff out there, but we've got to move right along to Tamara's favorite subject.
Yes, men's fashion trends for 2020. So, Will, I'm so glad you're here that we can dish on this. Stylecaster.com came up with five. Well, they had more than five, but I just got five of
camo cargo shorts.
Hold on, you're jumping ahead. Don't jump ahead.
Okay.
But I'm going to, you know, shoot these off to you.
There was, though, men's shorts being longer on the list.
Yes.
Another list
right.
that I saw.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're right.
So I'm going to give you five things, and you tell me, would you wear them?
Okay.
How would you wear it?
Okay.
That kind of thing. So the first one that they say is going to be really popular in 2020 are these crossbody bags. Do you have a crossbody bag already?
I do not have a crossbody bag. I don't know what a crossbody bag is.
It's a man's purse, and I do not like male purses.
No.
Do you have one? I don't want to offend you.
No, I don't have one. I don't have a crossbody bag.
What do you carry your stuff in?
That a wallet?
Little, this.
Thank
a money,
you.
A money
you don't
clip.
Even have a wallet. It's a money clip.
Yeah.
That's very manly. I like that.
See that? That's
and you have your phone.
I have my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's got like, you know, all my credit cards on the phone.
Uh-huh.
It holds like 30.
Oh, okay. So you don't, you I'm would not kidding. Be a crossbody bag.
No. I mean, I.
Person.
I don't think so. I don't use chapstick.
Yeah.
You don't have files that you need to get from. I mean, like, you either have a briefcase type is okay.
A messenger bag.
Like a messenger bag, I think, is okay.
Okay. Well, this is just like a smaller version of a messenger bag.
If you have
toiletries
that you're, you know, hairbrush and hair.
Briefcase,
you're not the man for me.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Oh. you might be a little bit of a target if you have one of those. Now, what do you think of the crossbody bag?
I'm cool with them as long as they're not, as long as they're manly. You know, like if it's made out of
it's there's
leather,
no such thing as a manly.
I think it depending purse. On the quality of the
bag.
Materials. Yeah. Thank you. Materials.
So if it's fake leather, faux leather, no. But if it's real leather, yeah.
It just depends on the guy. There's lots of factors that go into it.
That's true.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
So if Billy Bob's carrying one, no. But if, you know.
Billy Bob's carrying a patent leather one.
If James Bond is, you're like, patent leather. You're like, yes.
Maybe. Okay. I'm just going to say that there's factors that would.
James Bond could carry anything.
Yes.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right.
Okay. So keep going.
Okay. The next one is sheer tops.
I don't know what that means.
Well, it means that the shirt is actually see-through.
Well, I mean,
sheer.
I wouldn't like it, but I feel like everyone else would want me to wear it.
Oh, yeah, because you're such a stud.
Yeah. I mean, I worked out one time.
Which,
how'd
just
that
once?
Go?
Yeah, it was hard. I didn't do it again.
Wait, so would you wear this? Would you wear
I wouldn't wear a sheer body top. That's ridiculous.
Well, it does look ridiculous if you look at the pictures of it. And I can't imagine anyone in real life wearing a sheer top.
Well, I mean, Americans are in such good shape.
I could see it going down like in Miami.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know, like if you're, that's a different crowd.
That makes sense.
Okay, what about this? Shirtless suit. So this is the idea of having a suit but not wearing a shirt under it.
Or maybe you could wear the sheer top under it.
Wait, so like just no shirt?
No
like
shirt at all.
Bare chested under?
Yeah. Bare chested.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
You would do
no,
that?
No, you're full
that's
of it.
That's just laziness, though. I hate buttoning shirts. I have big fingers. It's hard.
You could wear a t-shirt under it.
Then it'd be Miami Vice all over again.
I can't go that 80s.
I am not dating a man who's wearing sheer tops, shirtless suits, and has a purse.
Okay.
This is all too way. This is a girl's outfit so far.
Okay. What about this one? Okay. I think this one you might do. Okay. I could see you doing this.
Okay.
Vests.
Oh, thank you. No.
No.
Thank you, Will. He's a man.
I'm a vest guy?
I could see you wearing
that's
a nice
offensive.
Fitted vest.
Like for like my glamour shots?
Well, where's he wearing this? When you're making wood tables?
Yeah.
You're in your vest.
Yeah, like my... I need like a mustache and like a, I don't know. I'm a vest guy.
I want to see you on a date.
I was
showing up in
on
a vest.
Vespa.
Okay. Oh, you're ruining it. Okay. What about tie-dye? Tie-dye is making a comeback in 2020.
That's unfortunate.
Did you?
I love a tie-dye now.
See, yeah.
I think it's a cultural thing. I'm a millennial.
I'm a hippie. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like tie-dye back in our day.
Oh, I did. I had everything tie-dye. I'll still wear a good tie-dye today.
Really?
Yeah.
What's a good tie-dye? Where's a good tie-dye shop?
I'm very picky. Well, you got to make your own tie-dyes.
You have to make it.
Me and my daughter, she makes them. She's an artist.
Mm-hmm.
They got to be the right colors. I mean, I'm not wearing it to church or, you know,
a
just around
out.
The house.
Denny's.
No, I'm not wearing
nothing
it
fancy.
Out.
Yeah.
Denny's. Wearing it at the IKEA meatball shop.
No, it's a cafeteria.
Oh, cafeteria.
They make sure
sorry.
They call it a cafeteria. That's
all right. Right. So you don't like any of these new trends.
I kind of did like the shirtless
suit
just out of sheer laziness.
We saw a picture of you not too long ago in a suit on a swamp.
That's true. On a
swamp boat.
Please tell us about this.
Okay. So I had to go to my friend Richard's wedding in Naples, Florida. Destination weddings are always really cheap and fun to go to.
I'm wanting to see how the swamp
works
into
and so
it.
I was getting ready to back out of it, which was my plan the entire time. And then a suit arrived in the mail. And I was like, F you, Richard.
He sent you a suit?
He sent me a suit because I was a groomsman.
Yeah, okay.
And, supposed to be. I was still going to back out.
Yeah.
So I got a suit in the mail. I'm like, oh, God, now I have to go to Naples. And who gets married in Naples? That's where you go to die.
No, Naples is a beautiful resort town.
It's where you retire.
Older people.
All right, well, get to it.
Okay, anyhow, so since he made me go to this wedding in Naples because he sent me this suit, I'm like, well, I'm wearing this suit the entire time.
Nuh-uh.
And we had a swamp boat tour scheduled. So I went on the swamp boat. And the swamp boat, it's like a fan boat, you know?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
a big
yeah.
turbine or fan behind it. And Brian, our guide, wearing a one-piece camo, just thought I was the greatest.
I bet.
He hated me. He hated me so much. And I sat next to him in the captain's chair, like Like, you know, there's two chairs up top, so I made sure I sat right next to him.
And he hated it?
So, yeah. Oh, well, he didn't like me.
Yeah.
No. It was very clear. He was not a fan. But, yeah, it was awesome.
It was a great picture.
It was a great photo. Picture.
Yeah. It looked like something right out of a magazine. I don't know what magazine.
Listen, I could see that in Garden and Gun magazine.
That's true. That's true.
No joke. Yeah, it was a really good picture. Okay, well, moving right along.
Okay. Well, I'm going to see how millennial you really are.
Okay.
Oldest millennial in the world. We're going to do a fun exercise on new lingo. For 2020. These are what the kids are saying these days.
Rad.
And so, yeah, that's our generation.
Yeah.
No,
so
rad's coming back.
Oh, it's making, bringing it back. So I'm going to ask you if you know what these words mean.
Oh,
okay. You should know them. I mean, Tamara, chime in too.
I'm sure I won't.
This first one is one of my new favorite words I've heard this year.
Okay.
I'm really liking it. I think I want to start using it. Receipts, and not when you go to the store and get a receipt. I think I told you what it is, Tamara, so don't answer.
But I don't remember the answer.
Okay.
So
do you know what receipts. A receipt is?
Can you use it in a sentence?
Yeah.
It's too hard because you have to almost explain a story.
Oh.
Well, I'll just tell you. Y'all don't know.
Okay.
So, well, I'll tell you how I hear it.
Okay.
I love to watch Housewives of Atlanta, and they're always...
back up.
Yeah.
Why on earth do you watch Housewives of Atlanta?
Oh, I love every reality show made.
She's a big fan.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Why Housewives of Atlanta?
Oh, I watch New York, Orange County, Beverly Hills. I watch them all.
I didn't know they had one of Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. And I used to live in Atlanta, so naturally I like Atlanta. You go. But they will trash talk each other behind each other's back all the time, and then they'll have dirt on each other. Mm-hmm. And so then they'll go and tell the other person what they're talking about. So it'd be like, Tamara, so-and-so was saying this about you and this about you. And then Tamara would say, well, do you have the receipts? And that means like the evidence.
The proof. Okay.
Show me the receipts.
Oh.
That's very clever.
Like, so somebody says something that you don't really know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, we got a lot. We'll have to move on. Okay. Do you all know what clap back means?
I would think that means like you're clapping somebody on the back. Well done.
You cannot. Venereal disease. Well, you're both wrong. It's a comeback filled with attitude.
Oh.
So if you're being sassy with somebody and you have a lot of attitude, I guess you're giving them, I don't know if it's a verb or a noun.
You guys clap back quite a bit.
Yeah. We clap back.
Yeah.
See, we're getting our groove on.
Okay.
Okay. How about, this is a weird word, hunty.
Hunty?
Hunty. H-U-N-T-Y.
I feel like people describe me as that.
Yeah, does it mean
that guy's hunty.
Yeah, really? What do you think it means?
Desirable or...
Desirable. Worth killing? I don't know.
Oh.
You guys are taking this too literally.
Well, okay, hunty. Ketchup.
It's the equivalent of a friend, but said with an attitude.
Like a frenemy.
I guess.
Like a bad attitude?
Yeah. I guess. Well, I didn't say.
Okay. I would think maybe like a frenemy.
Yeah.
Like she's my hunty. Like she's her, but I kind of hate her.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. I don't know.
We need to start using these.
Yeah.
Okay. I like this one because I know people who do this. A humble brag.
Oh, yeah.
Do y'all know that?
Yeah.
I'd never heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean.
What do you think it is?
Well,
testing your knowledge.
I know most things, but you know.
Right.
Oh, there you go.
I'm sure there's something I don't know.
Yeah.
Like a humble brag.
There you go. Right. Well, there you go.
It's like a backhanded.
That was a perfect example.
Yes, okay. Thank you. It's like a backhanded compliment.
You guys are so with it. Okay. V. Just the letter V.
Just the letter V. Victory?
No.
No.
Who says victory anymore?
Yeah, victory since 1996.
It's so V. Rocky-ish.
V.
I don't know.
Wait, I want to think of that for a second.
Well, we don't have all day.
Yeah.
All right, move on.
It's a shortened form of the word very.
That's
just stupid.
That's so V.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I mean, why do we need to shorten the word very? It's only four letters, people.
I don't. Yeah.
We're going to have our own language that's just made up of
emojis and
stuff.
Letters.
Yeah.
Single letters.
Now, this one's good. What about WOAT? WOAT.
Oh, I have no idea.
What's GOAT mean?
Greatest of all time.
So, what's WOAT?
I don't know.
Worst of all
time. Yes.
Oh!
Yeah. The worst of all times. That is so woat. See, I don't know how to use this.
He is so woat.
Well, that could be so woat.
Oh, that party was so woat.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Millennial used it properly. Okay. Beat. BEAT.
I mean,
that. And not like the, you know, the police officer.
Dropping the beat.
No.
Walking the beat.
Walking the beat.
No. It's to have a full face of makeup.
I guess that didn't even make sense.
I guess as opposed to partial.
If you get beat, you wear a lot of makeup.
I don't know.
Oh, maybe. That is a terrible connotation. Okay.
Okay.
I went there.
What about... We've already gone some bad places today. I'm talking about people who have... What are those things called? What did I say earlier? Never mind.
I don't... Keep going.
Trill.
Oh, I've heard that.
T-R-I-L-L.
Too real? Like...
It's true and it's real.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the millennial
trill.
Knew it.
Yeah.
Well, is it true and real the same meaning?
I would argue
it's
that.
Yeah, you would, but it's emphasizing how real it is. It's
I guess
trill.
So. Okay. Like, I'm beautiful. That is so trill.
And it's real because you are.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You're too literal.
Okay.
She's very literal. Yeah.
Okay. Hundo P. H-U-N-D-O, the letter P.
I have no idea.
I have no idea where this came from.
Mm-mm.
A shortened form of 100%. That's Hundo P. How's that shortened form?
That's
100% Hundo P.
Man, that was Hundo P.
Oh, Hundo.
There.
I get it. Hundo. Yeah, I didn't see that. She's the wordsmith. Okay, I like this one. And I want you to name anybody who this could be in your life.
Okay.
Almost.
The person name, we're yes. supposed to name them?
Yes. Almost. It's plural. Do you know what I'm saying?
Almost.
Yeah.
Almost. No. Oh, yeah. Like someone like you ladies were almost.
What? I hope we're, is that
I mean,
what
is there a word that goes after
well,
it?
This is
it an adjective?
Know. I have no
someone
idea.
Someone you came close to dating.
See?
Oh, somebody
but
was
never.
Almost.
Became official with.
If you,
okay.
I don't think we're almost for you.
Your boyfriend's a gamer. Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
I know. He's so cool.
Oh,
yes.
Whatever.
Gamer means you play video games.
Right.
So hey, this correct. Is a person that you were with, but you didn't really date.
Oh.
Okay.
They're almost.
They were almost.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
do
like
you have any
almost
in your life? Pretty much, I guess.
I don't think so.
No.
He was an almost.
Yeah.
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 Okay. A couple more.
Okay.
Yeet. Y-E-E-T.
That's what I say when I see a bug.
Yeet. I say eesh.
Eesh.
Yeet.
What's your go-to scary word?
Shit.
Oh. You can't say that.
Bleep.
Bleep.
This is
Sorry.
A family show.
Yeah, I know. That is, though.
Is that your go-to?
That is. My
Clean it up over
too.
There.
Yeah.
That's your dog enough, too.
Your daughter. How old's Caroline?
7.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. What does yeet mean?
A way to show excitement or agree.
Yeet.
I'm going to start doing that one.
My son,
yeah.
If we're texting back and forth and he's excited about something or agreeing with something, he'll just say yee, Y-E.
Okay.
So
that's a biblical reference.
What?
He was raised in the church.
Ye who are heavy laden.
Yeah, yeah there
yes.
you go.
Yeah.
Okay. I like this one.
Me too.
A thirst trap.
Okay. A first track?
Thirst. Like as in thirsty?
Okay,
uh-huh.
Yes.
Thirst trap.
A thirst trap. A bar?
No.
What?
I'd be too smart. A sexy photograph or flirtatious message posted on social media.
Oh, so if you post a hot selfie
of yourself.
Yeah, that's
you're
a thirst trap.
Yeah.
Right, because everybody that sees it is going to fall into.
Apparently thirsty means...
Like
desiring,
interested.
Desirable. I was going to say the H word, but there's only one cusser on this.
Yes.
Showing
that's
about that.
Will. Okay. The last one.
I was honest.
Fubbing.
Fubbing.
Is like, that like,
fibbing?
No.
Fubbing.
Like, it's P-H-U-B-B-I-N-G.
Oh.
It's snubbing someone to pay attention to your phone instead. I do fub all the time.
Oh.
Paying attention. Say it again.
Like when I go fubbing, snubbing someone to pay attention to your phone.
Oh.
So there's when I go to Walmart, there is this one clerk that we shop out. We call him the talker.
Go to Walmart a lot.
Yeah. Okay. It's a Georgetown.
We
got a
well, that's
Kroger
fair.
And a Walmart or Kohl's. That's where you're at. And he we call him the talker because you can't get through his aisle without like a 20-minute story. Mm-hmm. So pretend I'm on the phone the whole time.
Oh, bubbing. You're bubbing him.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I get that.
All right. Do you guys feel prepared to deal with the millennials? You're the oldest millennial. Should know all this.
I don't know. I need to do some more research or work.
Yeah. Well, take that list home and practice those words.
All right.
This has been very good. I got to stay hip.
Yeah. Yes. You got to stay hip in 2020. So next up, we're going to talk about our Valentine Day giveaway.
Yes. Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes. So, Tamara, do you still have the ring on right now?
I don't. No. I actually took it off. It's back in its little
pretty box.
Do you
have a girlfriend yet, Will?
No.
Okay.
No update there?
You might want to give this to your mom or something.
Yeah.
So we have a beautiful chocolate diamond ring from the Castle Jewelry.
I do have a girlfriend.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Well, she lives in Oakland, California.
No, then you don't.
It's like 2,000 miles away.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's a beautiful ring. She's your girlfriend. Is that where you're going with this?
She does know she's my girlfriend. Yeah. No, she is actually. I took her to the wedding.
I'm so confused. Like,
yeah,
you didn't know you had a girlfriend, and now all of a sudden you remembered you had a girlfriend.
Yeah, that's actually what happened.
Oh, this is so weird.
She'll be glad to hear this.
Sorry for you, girlfriend.
Yeah, sorry.
No.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you need to enter to win this beautiful ring from the castle. It's valued at $895. We're giving it away through the radio station Kiss 96.9. And all you have to do to enter is go to the website 969kissfm.com. And fill out your name, and you will be registered to win. And
will
we're
you
doing
write that down for me.
Yes, we will.
Okay. It'll be in the show notes, and we're giving it away
February 12th.
Yes, so you've got plenty of time to enter, and that would be a good way to make it up
Valentine's
to her.
Day?
Yeah, the hopefully 14th. She doesn't listen to your 14th. Show. It's
no,
always on the 14th.
No, she, she probably will listen to this.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm entering to win this for you, Aaron.
There you go. You just made up for it.
There you go.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Good luck, Aaron.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving right along.
Yes.
What do we got?
We have a new segment that we're going to start doing when we do the podcast or vlogcast or whatever. It's going to be called Buds Buzz.
Yes.
And that is just our vernacular for hot topics.
Yes. Buds Buzz.
Yes. Buds Buzz.
Yeah. Yes. So this...
Or BB for short.
Yeah. Buds Buzz.
Buds Buzz.
So yesterday in the media, it was all a buzz about the new naming of Lexington Center.
Oh.
Did you hear about this, Will?
I did not.
Okay. So basically...
You know what the Lexington Center is?
I do know what the Lexington Center is. It's right in the middle.
You might need to tell people who are listening.
Yeah. So this is here in Lexington, Kentucky. It's our convention center. It is attached to Rupp Arena, of course, where those
one of the most famous arenas.
Basketball teams plays. And they are undergoing a renovation, major money. I forget the amount, millions of dollars. So yesterday they made a formal announcement that it is now going to be referred to as Central Bank Center.
Beautiful.
So Central Bank, it's a local bank here in Lexington. They have ponied up all this money, and therefore they get to name it after themselves.
Like the Yum Center.
Exactly.
Okay.
Or even more recently,
Kroger Field.
Kroger Field.
After Commonwealth Stadium.
Which used to be referred
to.
Really?
I didn't know it was Kroger Field now.
Yes. Yeah. You need to get out more.
Yes.
Yeah, this is local stuff. Yeah. So, and that caused a big hubbub when they did that. And so, of course, yesterday, everybody took the chance to, you know, chime in with their opinions about it. So, I just, you know, my only response, and then let me just say, Rupp Arena is still going to be called Rupp Arena, but they've added the part on at the end where it's Rupp Arena at Central Bank Center, which no one is ever going to say that full mouthful. They're just going to say Rupp Arena.
Yeah. So because I don't say Rupp Arena at Lexington Center right now. I call that whole area Rupp Arena.
I still call it Heritage Hall
or Heritage Hall. You're right. Yeah.
So if it's something that's going on in the convention center, I always say Heritage Hall.
Right.
And then if it's, of course, at Rupp, I say Rupp.
I say the Adolph Rupp Center.
Just to be different. So anyway, you know, people have different feelings about it. I think it's, of course, I can see the rationale behind it. They're spending millions of dollars, but I do think it's a little tiresome.
No one's going to say it.
The commercialization of our institution.
But somebody's got to pay for it. You know, I'm a business person, and again, I prefer it to be called Lexington Center, but I understand why they're going to take the opportunity to rename it. And here's the thing. 50 years from now, nobody will care. They'll call it the central bank center and never think twice about it.
Right.
Once our generation dies off and they don't know the old names of it.
Oh, I'm not dying.
That's the legacy will die and then it'll just be what it's called and nobody will care.
Yeah.
But I agree. It's a little, what's the word I'm looking for?
It's just the commercialization.
Yeah, it's a humble brag. It's a humble brag.
Yes.
These people are saying, oh, look what we're doing.
It's not, but what humble. We're not. They're like attaching it to the name.
But yeah, you're right. I guess it's just a brag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a brag.
It's just, to me, it's just an outright brag. And for me, I think you should look at the community as a whole.
Yeah.
And not want to, you know, put your business
Here's
name
the thing.
On
me
a community
going,
like the
center.
Green Bay Packers, like they're owned by the city, right? Like the people like own the, this is true.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
like
know.
So the Green Bay Packers, the football team, it's like people that I don't really know where I'm going with this, but somehow it's more like they're owned by the citizens of the city.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. What's interesting about this is when I go when I go to watch a football game and I'm at Kroger Field, it never makes me stop and go, wow, I need to go Krogering.
Right.
And when I go to Rupp Arena, I'm never going to stop and go, wow, I need to bank at Central Bank. So it's kind of, I don't know. I understand why they're doing it to get their name out there, but I don't know how much marketing it really does for them.
It's not. It's about, you know, it's posturing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good
it's
way
posturing.
To put it.
That's a very good word for it.
So people are fired up about it, though. It's definitely all the buzz yesterday here in Lexington.
Yeah.
The naming. And I'm sure this is going on all over the place.
Let's take a vote. Do we give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
I give it an eye roll.
An eye roll.
Yeah,
I like it.
Eye roll.
I will second your eye roll.
Yeah.
It's like the U.S. Bank baseball, whatever it is.
U.S. Bank Louisville. Arena.
Yeah.
Like the Yum Center.
Yum Center. Yeah.
You know,
for some reason that cracks me up.
Well, people call that the Scum Center.
Yeah.
It has its own name.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think we did good for our first Buds Buzz.
Yeah.
So now it's time for our Hot Buds of the Week. Ha-da! Woo! I wasn't expecting that. You didn't like that, did you?
That's our hot our hot bud of the week.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about these people.
Maybe like, rrr.
Okay,
that can be your little sound effect.
You and Aaron just keep that sound to yourself. That little growl. Is that one of those cat sounds?
Oh,
for the 21
gosh. That's the robotic cat.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Moving right along. Kick us off,
so
Sam.
First off, our hot butt of the week is number one, Gino of I don't know how to say this.
No.
Pemelec. Anyway, it's Twitter. And so National Pie Day is coming up. And we're going to talk about this on our radio show on KISS 96.9. It happens every Saturday from 10 to 2. You need to listen. Will's not been listening to us.
I've listened to it once, and it was amazing.
Okay.
Yes.
So, it really was good.
It held him over for 3 months.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Well, just one episode.
It's all I needed.
It's all I needed.
Yeah.
But anyway, so National Pie Day is coming up. And so we put this information out there on Twitter. We asked people, what's your favorite pie?
What is your favorite pie, Tamara?
It's that peanut butter pie from Shack in the Back Barbecue in Fairdale, Kentucky.
That's no surprise.
Hands down.
Where's Fairdale, Kentucky? I'm sorry.
Right outside of Louisville.
Oh, okay.
Yep, just south of Louisville.
What's your favorite pie?
Mine is, it has so many names, but like buttermilk pie.
Yes.
Oh, gross.
Pie.
Yes.
Chest pie.
Chest pie.
Ugh. Mark's Feed Store has the best buttermilk pie.
Really?
Yes. It's
That's
so good.
That's weird. Mark's Feed Store.
So Gino responded and gave us three.
Okay.
So Pie Kitchen in Louisville.
Never been there.
I haven't either, but we're going to put it on the list.
Sounds good.
Patty's Settlement in Western Kentucky, which you and I have been to.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. I don't remember their pie. I remember their pork chop. But we're going to go back and try the pie. And then, of course, Kern's Kitchen, which is the maker of the famous Derby pie.
Right. Where's Kern's Kitchen? In Louisville?
Louisville.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So thank you, Gino, for shouting those out
to us. We love when our followers give us good leads.
Yeah.
Good and information.
Trust me, we are keeping a list.
Yes.
All right. Next up is Rochelle of Twitter handle is Redhead with 2Ds _13. And so also this Saturday is Winnie the Pooh Day. National Winnie the Pooh Day.
I love Winnie the Pooh.
Well, so do I. And let me tell you, I have a Winnie the Pooh that I've had since I was like 5. He still lives with me. We're very close. And so we put that out there and asked people, you know, do you have a childhood treasure or did you have a childhood treasure? So I'll ask you, Will, did you have a childhood treasure? A blanket, a favorite stuffed animal.
This is gonna sound weird. Little brother.
Oh, he was your little...
My little brother.
That's sweet. Yeah, that is like, sweet.
They called us the happy couple.
Oh, that's adorable. Yeah,
now, does he live with you?
No, not anymore.
All
right. No, that's sweet.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, Lee, did you have one?
No, I can't really remember being attached to anything like that when I was little.
Well, I was super attached to my Winnie the Pooh. And so Rochelle tweeted and she said, it's a girl. And I was like, what? Winnie the Pooh's a girl? And so then she went on to explain that at the beginning of the story, Pooh was in fact Christopher Robin's Edward Bear, and he renamed it Pooh, Winnie. But that was after a black bear at the London Zoo, and that Winnie, the black bear, got its name because the owner was from Winnipeg, Canada. Winnie. So the boy bear, Winnie the Pooh, was named after a girl, real bear.
Okay, so the bear in Canada was a girl bear.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. But I didn't know that, and so thank you for shedding light on
Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Winnie.
When you say it, it's really weird. Like Pooh is just weird. And why the H on the
a Pooh bear. Bear?
Is that a bear? Is that a real bear?
That I don't know either.
Oh.
Maybe Rochelle will chime in and
we have
give us
really broken down this.
I mean, you can go deep. This is deep stuff.
You like the new movie, the most recent Winnie the Pooh movie?
I have not seen it.
Okay, then you don't really like Winnie the Pooh, evidently.
Well, no, I do. I like my Winnie the Pooh.
Okay. Oh, so, y'all need to get out of the...
Okay. All right, we need to get out more. Okay, Lee, follow us up with the third.
Okay, the last one is from Tara at Wild Cow Bravo. This is what she said. Listen up, Will.
Okay.
Hey, girls, just heard your commercial on KISS 96 FM in Lexington. Woohoo! Yeah. She's listening to us.
She heard
she's
our commercial. Yeah.
So we are starting to not only do radio, we're doing commercials, Tamara.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And we've had a lot of people reach out.
You
not you, of course.
For?
We've done them for the Castle Jewelry Contest. We've done them for a promotion for Kentucky Branded. Mm-hmm. We did it for
Zucker.
The Diamond Rings and Pretty Things mm-hmm. event that we went to last weekend.
Yeah.
We're just everywhere. Like everywhere.
Furniture. I mean, you guys commercial for me.
You got to pay for it.
No,
but
that's not going to happen.
We'll give you a free
shout-out. Did they have wooden tables?
We need to give them a free shout-out.
They did not.
They're the way
you need to make yours robotic, and then there you go.
No, I thought I was the one who came up with those.
Well, real quick, I will say I did see your picture of this beautiful thing that you made, and you called it a speaker.
Oh, yeah. It was.
Tell us about that real quick.
It's just a smartphone speaker, so it's just like wood hollowed out so you can put it's
put
aesthetic.
Your phone
it's,
in it.
It's, yeah, I put it in and it amplifies the sound.
Okay, wood, so it's not anything electronic.
Nothing it electronic. Is, it just amplifies the sound.
Yeah.
Through bass. It works
and
pretty
it works?
Well. Yeah, no, it works well.
You
and
are super talented.
Pleasing.
We make fun a lot of you behind your back.
Yeah,
but in person, we're going to tell you are super talented.
Yeah, I'm like, I put the idiot in Idiot Savant.
Oh, nice.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to make you a hotbed this week, too. We appreciate you coming back on our show.
Yes, we love having you, Will. You're so fun.
For the first podcast of the year.
Yay!
It's in the books, y'all.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, guys, for hanging out with the Buds today. Join us next time as we talk about more things Kentucky. And until then, keep up with all of our shenanigans by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at KY Taste Buds. You can also check out our weekly podcast that we're going to start doing. Maybe not weekly. We don't know yet.
Maybe bi-weekly.
Right. And also our vlog every day. That's what Instagram stories are for.
Yes.
But it's called Brunch with the Buds. You can find that on iTunes, Google Play, Podbean, and SoundCloud. Plus, you can watch all of our YouTube videos and our vlogcasts on YouTube. Have you checked out any of our videos?
Well, yeah.
Okay. So let me say this about the vlogcast real quick, because I talked about it at the beginning. So for those of you all listening, we have now two episodes where we've put a video representation to our podcast. We're in a professional studio. It's a big deal. We also interviewed J.D. Shelburne, who is an up-and-coming country star. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, this guy is just gorgeous. If you do nothing else, you need to go watch this, because he's so gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And plus, you can see how he was flirting with me right there on air.
Yeah, well.
Just kidding. Clearly. He has a beautiful wife. Yeah. She's very lovely. We love her. Uh-huh. But he is the nicest guy. And he played his new song that came out straight from Kentucky on our show. It's so amazing. So if you don't want to just hear us, you can go and watch our vlogcast on our YouTube channel. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt Tamara.
No.
At KY Taste Buds.
Video log.
Yes.
video log. Plus, you can either watch or listen to us.
Yeah, we want to give everybody options.
All of us. All of us.
Options are great.
The options are great.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks again for listening, and we'll see you soon. Bye.
Goodbye.